This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. When the Bond Commission met last Thursday, nothing was said publicly about the precarious situation with the state's credit rating. Behind the scenes, though, it's a different story.
I've got a conference call with them Monday.
State Treasurer John Kennedy wasn't invited in on the administration's conference calls with Moody's, Fitch, and S&P last week, so he's remedying that presumed oversight today.
I do know they have a lot of questions, and I'm going to be trying to answer some of those questions.
In February, Moody's stopped just short of downgrading Louisiana's credit rating, putting the state on negative credit watch.
The issue is, after the legislative session, will Moody's downgrade us or will they keep us maintaining status quo?
A downgrade doesn't mean the state won't be able to issue bonds for needed construction projects. It simply means the interest rates will be higher and cost Louisiana more of the money it doesn't have. Kennedy says today's call will reiterate some of what he previously told the credit agencies about the structural budget deficits, adding his take on the results of the legislative session.
I told him it would take us several years to fix it, and so I'm going to remind them of that prediction and tell them we made progress, but we never expected to solve the whole problem in one legislative session.
Kennedy expects his version will be much different than what the administration said during their conference calls.
We'll tell them the unvarnished truth.
Governor Jindal is concerned enough to have used the possibility of a state credit downgrade as reason for vetoing a bill granting cost of living increases to state retirees. That veto has angered some lawmakers, reviving talk of holding a veto override session next month. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.